Al-Fajr, the dawn. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful, I call to witness all the times and places specially important for the acceptance of prayers, including the dawn of the 20th of Ramadan, and the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and the prayers of which consist of the even and odd numbers of raka'at performed during these nights, and the night, Laylatul Qadr, the blessed night, when it moves on to its close. In it, there is surely a strong evidence for one who has sense and understanding. Have you not considered how your Lord dealt with Ad of Iram, possessors of tall statures and lofty columns, the like of whom have not been created in these parts of land, and how he dealt with the tribe of Thamud, who hewed out huge rocks in the valley to make their dwellings, and how he dealt with Pharaoh, lord of vast hosts? All these people were those who committed all sort of excesses in the cities, and they spread a lot of corruption and lawlessness therein, so much so that your Lord let loose on them the scourge of various kinds of punishments. Behold, your God is always on the watch. Moreover, a human being is such that when his Lord disciplines him by prosperity and thus honors him and bestows favors on him, he says, "My Lord has honored me." And when he disciplines him with affliction and thus strengthens for him his means of subsistence, he says, "My Lord has for no reason disgraced me." Nay, what you think is wrong, but the reason for this degradation is that you, for your part, do not honor the orphan, and you do not urge one another to feed the poor, and you devour the heritage of others wholly and indiscriminately, and you are exceedingly fond of wealth. By no means will it be so as you think, when the earth is completely crushed into pieces, and when the judgment of your Lord comes to pass, and the angels descend also, ranged rank on rank to execute his decree. On that day, Gehenna shall be brought near. It is on that very day that a person will remember the admonition, but of what avail shall that remembrance be to him at that time? He will say, "Oh, would that I had sent forward some good deeds as a provision for this my life here on this side." So on that day, none but he shall execute his punishment, and no one but he shall bind like his binding. As for the person who has been blessed with a contented and peaceful mind, he will say to him, "O you soul at peace, come back to your Lord, well pleased with him, and he well pleased with you. Enter the fold of my chosen servants, and enter the garden made by me."